Here's an Easter greeting from Bishop Edward Malesic of the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this time last year, the liturgies of Holy Week and Easter Sunday were celebrated online due to the outbreak of the coronavirus. The joy of the celebration of Easter was dampened last year by many unknowns. It has been a year of great sacrifice as we socially separated ourselves from friends, family members, co-workers, and our church family in order to protect the most vulnerable among us and not overwhelm our medical professionals. Many of us have also mourned friends and loved ones who died and prayed for those who lost those close to them. But as Catholics and Christians, we are also called to find joy at this time of year, Easter. That is the day when God's only Son, Jesus Christ, rose from the dead to conquer sin and death. He secured for us God's loving promise of eternal salvation with Him when He came out of the grave. Called to do our best to protect and respect life, we should have no fear of death, since it has been conquered by Christ for those who believe in His resurrection. In the gospel story, the women ran back to announce that Jesus had come back to life. Those of us who have met the Lord Jesus are also called to announce that joyous news. He lives among us. We must never allow fear to overcome our joy at knowing that Jesus is with us now and always. Easter is a constant reminder that it is a joy to know Jesus, our friend and Lord. He is alive for us in the Bible and in our daily prayers. He is with us, especially in the body and blood of His Holy Eucharist. He feeds us on our way to salvation and eternal glory. Do not be afraid to let Jesus into your heart. He leads us from the darkness of the past to the light of a new Easter filled with hope. Let us go forth now, prepared by God's grace, to go back into the world as a stronger church that will give greater praise to God in our worship, serve the poor with increased charity, and proclaim the good news with renewed conviction. May the Lord bless you and all those you love. He is risen. He is risen indeed.